This is Mary Jo Heath for the Metropolitan Opera. The one and only Plácido Domingo made his Met debut 50 years ago. Since that momentous night, September the 28th, 1968, he's been a constant, charismatic presence on our stage. And he's a tireless champion of opera in so many other ways, as a conductor, impresario, and founder of the International Operalia competition, for instance. We're going to hear part of an interview Domingo had in the fall with our own William Berger. He told Will why conducting opera was always part of his plan from early on in his career.
Well, at the beginning of my life, my parents, they were singers.
Right.
They were zarzuela singers, very, very successful. They had their company and so on. They make a wonderful life, but what can I say? In the financial way, they don't have a success because they were also impresarios and they were very honest. They paid always everybody.
Wow.
And my father said, to sing is not good for you. You have to be a pianist and a conductor. And I started studying piano. And then I took some lessons of conducting in a very, the conservatory in Mexico was a very, very, very important one. And I cannot afford to take the lessons, but I could be an audience. And I saw the lessons of Igor Markevich, and I was singing in the chorus with Lorin Maazel. He was conducting the Berlioz Requiem. And little by little, I realized I did different things. At the opera house in Mexico, they were doing My Fair Lady. Mm-hmm. And I was a chorus master with the production. And then I auditioned also, and I was doing one of the drunkards, the friends of Alfred P. Doolittle, you know, the father of Liza.
Right, and get me to the church on time. When...
Yeah, yeah, that's right. And then being there at the opera house, I auditioned. I auditioned with the two baritone arias, and they told me, yeah, I said, but the voice, we think you are a tenor. So I make my debut. They gave me Borsa in Rigoletto. And little by little, you know, in a couple of years, less than that, I sang my first Traviata and my first Butterfly, my first Tosca, my first Bohème.
Now, when you were at studying music and at the conservatory and after and around that, it seemed like there were a lot of directions you could have gone.
And actually, I have been playing the auditions for the Metropolitan Opera for singers. I was accompanying singers. And also, the opera contracted me to play the piano, and I was already there. And little by little, I started to sing, and they gave me supportive role. Because I was a musician, it was easy for me to learn roles, and I realized that the singing was something that I feel that I can do. I don't think I will be ever a great pianist, but I say the singer I have to be now. The conducting can wait. I realized that I was in a direction that I can make myself a tenor. And, you know, so when Marta and me, we went to Israel, in 2.5 years, I sang 280 performances. You can be built out of those 2.5 years, or you could be destroyed. Unfortunately, I built a career.
Another piece of the puzzle besides acting, conducting, tenor, baritone, you have been an impresario, you have been leading companies, which puts you in a very unique position. You wouldn't have had to do that. You could have made life a lot easier on yourself without leading a company, an opera company, which is a very stressful job. Why?
Well, that's a good question, because my life will be more relaxing, you know, but I was born for this. And maybe seeing the big efforts that my parents did as impresarios, I have the feeling that I want to be able to organize I will be able to prepare people. That's the reason I have now for 26 years my competition of Operalia,
mm-hmm.
which, I mean, you can hardly see one day in the Metropolitan roster or in any opera house than there are not winners of Operalia. The theater has been my life, really. I will always be at the theater. It doesn't matter the day that I will stop singing. I will still conduct and I will be involved. Now I am in Los Angeles and I love so much to be there. And apparently they still want me, so I'll be there. But I will be involved in this always as long as I am healthy and as long as I know that what we are doing is so positive and we are doing something that is this continuing, this phenomenal, magic, crazy world, which is opera.
I think one of the most remarkable things about your career is that you have a bond with the audiences. You always connect with them in a special way, and this is around the world. How does that happen?
I think there is nothing more rewarding than to have a wonderful career in the opera. I mean, and you have to give everything you have, everything you have. I'm sure that every artist thinks the same way, you know? But I feel it is also, it's a devotion, it's a tremendous, tremendous admiration for all those genius that wrote the music. Opera is, without any doubt, the greatest spectacular form of art. I mean, there is nothing fake, and the public feels the difference. The communion with the people is something that it happens head to head, heart to heart, you know, heart to heart. I remember one of the greatest moments that I have had in my life. It has been here at the Metropolitan singing a performance of Otello. At the end, when you say, "Don altro voce," then you cannot finish the word. And when they come the chorus, "Tin, tin, tin," and something very magical happened. I remember the curtain of the Met coming in the same tone that the E key then finish, and the public being completely quiet for some minutes. And that has been for me bigger than the most stupendous ovation. That silence, I can never forget. I can never forget. That was a very special moment.
Plácido Domingo, a living legend. He was speaking with the Met's William Berger back in the fall as we were reflecting on the 50th anniversary of Domingo's Metropolitan Opera debut. And we're looking forward to hearing him soon in a new Met role as the title character in Johnny Skeeky, the comedic final opera of Puccini's Il Trittico. And that will be our live Saturday matinee broadcast on December the 8th. For the Met, I'm Mary Jo Heath.